Public Libraries in the Digital Age by Alex Berger. If you're not overly tech savvy, you probably think that peer-to-peer, P2P, networks are mostly negative things, used solely to facilitate the illegal sharing of data, violating copyright, and depriving the rightful authors of their well-deserved due. While peer-to-peer networks do facilitate the illegal transfer of a lot of information, that's not all that peer-to-peer networks are used for, despite how the media has portrayed them. In fact, peer-to-peer networks are 100% legal and immensely useful. Internet service providers hate them because they take an asymmetrical web and make it more symmetrical. That is to say that users sending and receiving near equal amounts of data compared with users receiving far more data than they're sending. However, this technology is not only useful, it's very sound. The problem. Public libraries are an incredible resource. They've quietly powered just about every major information revolution in the written age. We have free public libraries to thank for the education received by some of our greatest thinkers. Fundamentally, they facilitate the free and easy dissemination of knowledge. The problem many libraries are facing is the modern environment, is competition with web and peer-to-peer networks. Most of us would still prefer to read a 200-plus page book over its digital alternative. With ebook readers like Amazon's Kindle, even that may not last that much longer. So, how do libraries stay competitive and useful in the modern environment? The current situation. For the sake of illustration, I'll use the Phoenix Public Library System. The Phoenix Public Library System and other city libraries spend on average $75,000 a year on custom subscriptions. That $75,000 is in addition to the $1.5 million spent across the Maricopa County network. On December 3, 2007, the Arizona Republic reported, quote, "In Phoenix and its suburbs, there are free passes to growing numbers of costly subscription-only internet databases with genealogy research and auto repair instructions, foreign language courses, and antique appraisals. Maricopa County and Valley cities are spending more than $1.5 million a year to make this information free to cardholders." End quote. As you can imagine, with that type of coinage involved, they're not just purchasing offbeat service subscriptions. Instead, they've put together a comprehensive, engaging list of offerings. You can view the link on the blog post. In addition to adding access to these online research tools and services, they have also moved towards providing a comprehensive ebook and audiobook selection, all available for download. The website for the Phoenix Valley Public Library System lists over 1,800 titles in the movie section available for download, 1,500 audio files, and 18,500 ebooks with 9,200 audiobooks. An impressive assortment, and one that has the potential to cost the library thousands of dollars in bandwidth costs a month. The solution. The Phoenix Public Library System's offering is impressive, with 60-plus database subscriptions and with 30-plus digital offerings, but it's still minuscule compared to the potential. Why not turn our library system into a networked peer-to-peer network, operating custom software which not only allows a distribution of the content they already have, but also the submission and potential addition of hundreds of thousands of new files by authors, documentary producers, and musicians. I know a number of musicians and authors that are eager to distribute their work freely, and who would jump at the opportunity to tie in the library network. They would be more than willing to submit their works on a royalty-free basis for use. It would also allow libraries to share digital catalogs easily between each other. To ensure availability, they would probably still need to offer central download servers, but the load on those could be readily offset by tapping peers with the file first before defaulting back to the hard servers. There are hundreds of developers on sites like SourceForge working on open source projects for file sharing and peer-to-peer networks, so the cost of development would be minimal. I believe that given the benevolent nature of the project, you could attract a number of skilled coders and developers relatively easily and quickly. Custom sort options for submission, approval, and maintenance could be built in fairly easily, ensuring that illegal files were not dumped onto the server. This would allow the library complete control over what was made available. It would also differentiate a library-based system from your standard open peer-to-peer network while protecting copyrights. This would also mean that all content on the network was safe, unlike a conventional peer-to-peer network where rogue users sometimes submit viruses or mislabel material. If you consider the success of the SETI, S-E-T-I, home program, and people's helpful default nature, combined with the knowledge that they are sharing is, or what they are sharing is legal, I believe many individuals would be more than happy to leave the peer-to-peer component running in the background as they went about their daily surfing behavior. As always, I'd love to hear your feedback and impressions. Please visit and post on the original post at citadel-of-light.com. Thank you.